hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the special edition of the National Intel Report. Yes, if it's Tuesday and you're listening to the sound of my voice, it's the 22nd of May, 2009. With me is, as usual, Mr. Robert Chapman, an international forecaster, Mr. Robbie Noel from the Flip Side. His program airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And, Mike, hang on one second here. Can you expand a little bit? We kind of like were crunched there. Can you expand a little bit on what is this coin and what percentage of gold, and give me the poop on it?
Yeah, well, sorry about the technical difficulties we're having.
One of those. We can hear you now, Robbie.
Yeah, it's one of those wonderful things.
We could hear him before, but we were just joshing you.
I can hear his foot tapping on the floor.
It's not my foot.
Oh, it's Fred Astaire?
It's Ginger Rogers.
Oh, no. You don't want to go there.
I'm not going there. At any rate, help me, Robbie. Help me.
Well, before the Krugerrand became the coin of choice, the Austrian 100 Corona was the largest produced gold coin in the world. And they were issued between 1908 and 1914, and they celebrate the death of Franz Joseph in 1916, and there's official restrikes were issued as a commemorative, and they all bear the date 1915. And these contain 0.9805 ounces of pure gold. So it's, even though the coin does weigh over an ounce, obviously there's alloys added to it. But this is a coin that's selling for a couple of dollars more than a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. And so it's an Austrian 100 Corona for $999.
And what is the date on these things?
1915.
A handsome coin. And when they first were released, after we could buy bullion coins in the United States, and I believe, was it January of 71?
Yes, sir.
God, what a memory, huh? Anyway, I bought one. I bought a lot of them.
Thou art great, Dad.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I bought one for Judy, and I had a gold backing put on it, and I had it embedded with diamonds.
Really?
And then when she went to wear it, people would say, aren't you afraid you're going to get robbed? And I just opened my jacket up, and I had either a 45 or a 9 millimeter. I said, I don't think so.
But didn't that give her back problems? Wasn't that thing kind of weighty?
It was weighty.
I bet it was.
It was, but I guess she's got a strong neck.
I guess. Okay, so.
That's what you call serious bling.
So.
Yes.
$9.99, and that gets you that 5 or more. We'll get you the International Forecaster, an extension or a year subscription. And, folks, you know what you can really do with this? You got some deadhead out there that you've been trying to get through for a number of years that's losing his keister in the markets right now, or maybe losing his equity everywhere. Send them the year subscription, the International Forecaster. You're going to make an old foe a friend for life. And with that, you get that handsome ceramic Republic Broadcasting mug. Call Robbie at 800-691-7898. Buy this stuff, folks, before it ain't there to be sold.
of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. Survivalistseeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Mike, any other... Jeez, you've been hanging on the line for a long time. Any other follow-up, Mike?
Yeah, I've got two quick questions. I'll get off
okay.
The phone and listen. And Bob, to you again, sir. Do you think there'll ever be an alliance between the UAE, China, and Russia to gang up with the death of the dollar upon the Western banks in the future? And do you think that there'll be a run by September because by the Dutch Mark Bank where the Germans were demanding their custodial accounts back and on gold? And do you think they'll run on the COMEX because they're now aligning a little bit with Russian barter deal that's going to come up? You think we're seeing a paradigm shift here or beginning? And I'll hang up.
Oh, we could be.
Thanks, Mike.
But I think the decisions have already been made as to who's going to be doing what and who's going to be teamed up with whom. And what that new configuration is going to be as far as the reserve currency is concerned. Look, all of these groups are all in bed with each other. Russia, China, the supposed BRIC nations. I think it's a diversion. And when all is said and done, These guys all play ball together. Don't forget, the communists in China were put in power by the U.S. And if you go to Russia, communism, the Soviet Union, fell. And it's because the U.S. shut off their money, essentially. And the people who are in power in Russia have a great deal that they owe to the Western European and American illuminists. So there's so many complex things going on here. It's really, really hard to call.
Bob,
and yeah. I just don't have the answer.
Well, do you think we might be reaching the point that the assembled illuminists and the people that they have control of in the respective countries, do you see a possibility these people may see this as an opportunity to break away, to have independence and sovereignty for their own countries, at least in regards to economics? Do you think this is crossing their minds?
Only if we do it. We, the American people. If we can stop the illuminists, then they'll break away. Whether that's through doing away with the Fed and erecting tariffs on goods and services, if we could accomplish that and then have the trials for treason and thievery and corruption, maybe countries would break away and do their own thing, like China and Russia. On the other hand, that may happen if there's revolution in the United States as well. And there would be many revolutions throughout the world with the breakdown of illuminist control. I don't see any invasions from anybody. I don't think it's in their best interest. I think it's too difficult. And the main reason in America is that you want to face 80 million Americans who are heavily armed? I don't think so.
Yeah, that might present a problem. Dave and
I mean, the Japanese wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And you know what they said? Look, the NRA has trained all these people and they can shoot straight. No, we don't want to do that.
Well, and I have been told from other sources outside of this country that, in fact, there are a lot of eyes watching the United States simply because they know that if the United States goes, so goes the rest of the planet. And we're talking on the freedom and liberty side. There's a lot of people sitting around the globe watching the United States intently. We have made a lot of enemies worldwide for a long, long time. But as people have figured out that the Illuminists have been well entrenched in our government as well as any other government on planet Earth, and they're now starting to learn the reasons, the cause and effects. And I think you're correct, Bob. I think what we've got to do is show some stamina here, some backbone, and whether we have our second American Revolution or we just have business interrupt us for a short period of time, which we're going to have anyhow, thanks to the Illuminists and their banker buddies, we can go through a much shorter period of discomfort casting these clowns aside. And I'll tell you, Bob, I wouldn't want to be a politician in Washington, D.C. nowadays because they're caught between a rock and a hard place.
And that's why there's 183 sponsors for Ron Paul's bill to audit the Fed. That is, I mean, if somebody had asked me, is that possible 4 months ago, I would have said, you got to be kidding. The bankers got them all bought off in Congress. Well, obviously, the constituents are screaming and yelling, and the politicians are saying, oh, my goodness, I better co-sponsor this thing or I won't be in office.
Dave in Arizona. Hello, Dave.
Great. Always great to speak to you guys.
Thank you.
I just thought I would bring up an interesting point. And by the way, I totally agree with you guys that the United States has no choice but to maintain the First and the Second Amendment.
I don't see any other way. That was my message to the fine folks at Jekyll Island, along with Oath Keepers and everybody else assembled, that if they get wind of what we're doing, how serious, and the people, the American people are serious, and they are starting to wake up in vast numbers. But if they get wind of this, that I reminded people of the parallel plan, of which they have already have contingencies for, Dave. You know that as well as I.
Yep.
But it is what it is. You know, I don't make the rules here. The only thing I can do is respond to what treachery and treason that's abounding. And everybody's waking up to the criminality.
Yep.
You know, we've got the social engineers in there with Barack Obama and the boys now assembled in Congress. But this is blowing up in their faces as well.
And payback might be ugly.
Well, and you know what? There's that little, isn't there a little prison off the California coast off of San Francisco Bay there?
That's up for... empty. Let's fill it.
That's right. That's right.
And I've been in there, and it's a horrible place, let me tell you.
Manson's there, right?
No, Charlie isn't there. No.
Hey, I just thought I would bring up one thing you guys might find interesting on the subprime loans. The banks have something called a credible yield, which is the difference between the value of the loan and the cash flow expected, and that banks like Chase has made $29 billion. Bank of America has made $14 billion. And Wells Fargo has made $10 billion on the subprime loans that they bought off of WaMu, Countrywide, and National City.
But it's only a bookkeeping entry, and it's a scam.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're not liquid.
Well, it isn't that. It's just that, well, no, they're not liquid. But the important thing is, how can you have a gain in something when there's no market for it except for the Federal Reserve, who might buy them from you?
Yeah, it's not
represented. So what do they do? They put them on the books all at, let's say, at 40 cents, and the Fed is going to offer them 60, maybe. And so what do they do, make 20 cents on the dollar on
right.
the bonds? I don't think so.
And
it's a one-time, one-off thing.
Yeah, and what is it representing? It's representing, as you said, Bob, just a book entry.
Right.
Yeah, so it's...
Well, it's just more smoke and mirrors.
Right.
More thievery and chicanery. And that's what the Fed and Wall Street and banking is all about. And this time, this is going to be the last time for a long, long time that they're going to do this. Whether we do it through the Congress and the court system, or otherwise. The game is over for these people. Communications are too great today. And I know that we're going to stop them because I know the American people are going to wake up. And John knows that too, and so does it, Robbie.
I think it's happening.
Let me just correct something real briefly. I just checked on the co-sponsors of H.R. 1207. And as of May the 22nd, there's 179 co-sponsors.
There's a few more that have been added.
I got an email over the weekend that said 183.
And what do they need, 212?
Yeah, something like
that. Somewhere in that vicinity.
But
we'll worry
about
it when we get there. We're doing great.
They need a companion bill in the Senate.
I think they
might have
got
it. Deal with the Senate later. Let's just get it. Look, everybody who's listening, get a copy of the forecaster. The list is there of all the people who have co-sponsored. Send them a note and say, thanks so much. Now get it passed. For the people who didn't co-sponsor, say, we want you to co-sponsor. We want you to get it out of committee. We want you to vote for it. And we want to keep you in office for doing so.
You'll be rewarded for your treachery. I mean, I'm sorry, for the one good vote you're going to do. But I think that is a stepping stone, Bob, to really ending the Fed. Once everybody finds out what this chicanery has been all about, and it's there in black and white, I think that will provide the solid platform for pulling the charter from the Fed. Because what is their number one job, Bob, to make sure that we have a stable currency? Gee, do you think they screwed that up?
Well, how about doing away with recessions, panics, and depressions? They've just duplicated what we saw between 1870 and 1905. They've accomplished nothing. They've done just as bad as the corrupt Treasury did before that.
Dave, anything else, sir?
No, thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, thank you. 800-313-9443. When we get back, there's not going to be any, guys, there's not going to be any bumper coming back in. I'm going to run a clip, and I want to get your response on it. You are a slave to the government. It's a very interesting piece, only about 6 minutes long, but very, very powerful. We'll be right back. Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel, John Stettmiller.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm here to talk to you about the problem of slavery. It didn't end in the 1860s. It's a social malady that's with us today, and it's increasing in its scope and virulence. The desire to enslave our fellow man is unfortunately intrinsic to the human character. It has been with us since the beginning of time on every continent and in virtually every culture, from ancient Egypt to Babylon to Greece and Rome, Africa, Asia, Europe, and the United States. Germany and Japan openly practiced widespread slavery only 50 years ago, and the Soviet Union until less than a decade ago, China even today. It's a disease of our human nature, and yet people are under the impression that it no longer exists. I say to you that in a subtle form, it exists in America today, and it's becoming less subtle and more manifest. Madison Avenue has just cleaned it up a little bit, dressed it up in new words. The slave master is now a big brother, someone to protect you, someone to confide in. But it's all the same. He owns your life. This may sound far-fetched, but I think I can prove it. When the IRS allows you a tax deduction, they and their congressional collaborators and the media call it a tax subsidy. In other words, they designate it as a gift to you, a subsidy. The only way they could conceive this terminology is by presupposing that they, i.e. the government, own all the money. Their view is that they're entitled to it all. That which they allow you to keep is their compassionate and generous gift to you. How can this be? You create the money by your efforts, your sacrifice, your creativity, your risk-taking. So how can it belong to them? It's very simple. They own you. They own everything you produce, your money, your house, your thoughts and ideas, your children. If you go to a foreign country to work, you still have to pay the U.S. income tax. You could dig a hole in the middle of Siberia and they'd be entitled to a cut of your wages because in their minds, under their law, they own you. They create arcane and esoteric laws to criminalize you. You may try, but you can't obey them. You can't even understand them without a lot of professional help. You have to run around slavishly collecting little pieces of paper, receipts, 7 years of detailed financial records, because you might be called on to give an account of yourself to the big boss man. And if you've made a mistake, he can take everything you have. He loves it that way. That's total power over you, slavery. I don't remember when we the people signed over ownership of ourselves. It just gradually happened by them taking more and more of our freedom. But here's the worst part. It's really only just begun. In this modern age, the information age, getting your money is not enough, even though money, don't let anyone deceive you, is the material source of your freedom. Now, however, they want your mind. If you deviate in your thinking, if you commit one of the 10,000 taboos, and they perceive your actions as a threat, they'll come out and kill you. It was the thought police who killed the children at Waco and Ruby Ridge. Neither David Koresh nor Randy Weaver, whatever things might be said about them, had ever mugged anyone, robbed a 7-Eleven, or committed forcible rape or murder. But they did have unorthodox views, and therefore it was necessary to round them up and deal with them. Whatever their crimes were, they could have been arrested and tried openly in a court of law. But that was not the aim of certain factions in the government. These statists wanted a massive demonstration of force to show who was boss. The penalty for resisting is death. After all, we're not free. We belong to the government, and deviant thoughts will not be tolerated. In the aftermath of the horrible Oklahoma City bombing, government propagandists tried to intimidate the people into silence by recklessly linking criticism of the government to acts of murder. Some people ask, how can you fear your government and claim to love your country? Our response is, how can you love your country without fearing your government? Who else holds a counterfeit license to kill, incarcerate, and confiscate for non-crimes? Remember, America is about liberty first and last, not obedience to bureaucrats. The Washington power clique wants you to shut up, get in line, do what you're told to do, and most outrageously, think what you've been told to think. We have hundreds of politicians and thousands of lobbyists crawling all over Washington, thinking of ways to control you, to extend their will over you, to subvert your freedom and replace it with their will, to capture, that is, to steal, your life force. And so we should all be very angry, because anger is the engine that drives our will to resist. And without resistance, without awareness, they will take it all. That's not just politically perverse. It's a sin against mankind, because freedom is actually sacred. Drop an ant into a jar and seal the lid. It will spend the rest of its life trying to get out. It has nowhere to go, but it wants to be free. That is its nature. It's the way every living thing is made. Once, a long time ago, I saw something at the zoo, a wolf lying in its cage. I thought about how this magnificent animal was the end product of millions of years of evolutionary design. A nose that could detect the faintest scent, ultrasonic hearing, eyes that could see in the dark, teeth and jaws capable of crushing thick bone, heart and lungs that could run him for hours in a sub-zero blizzard. And yet there he was, lying forlorn and full of despair. He was well fed. He had a clean habitat and water and medical care. So what was the problem? He was sick with the knowledge that his wonderful powers would never be exercised again. And so he lay there, his head on his paws, staring blankly ahead at perhaps some imaginary forest that he could never reach because there were bars around him. They had not killed his body, but they were destroying his soul. God gave Adam and Eve freedom, even though he knew they would invite death into the world. That's how important freedom is in the divine scheme of things. And that's why we urge you to defend it, always.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is what we are all about. We are not going to go quietly into the night. We've already had the system of government that did work, proven to work, and it can again. We just got to remove a few scoundrels with the keepers of the keys. Once we get rid of those people, we can refound the republic and get on with life. Once again, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Was I gone long? No? Okay. any rate, we are back. Let's snag another call here. John in...
Oh, who was that?
Who was that, Mr. Producer?
Hi, this was John from Syracuse.
Oh, no, this is John from Syracuse.
No. I'm talking about who was giving that speech.
Oh, you know, I don't know. It is not identified. It is on republicbroadcasting.org. It does not give the man's name. But you can click on it. It's first up on the video section on the main page. I don't know who he is, Robbie, but it was pretty powerful, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I love these wolf analogies.
Yeah, I do, too. My goodness. Anyhow, John in New York. Hello, John.
Hey, hi, Mr. Stadtmiller.
Yes?
And Rob and Robert. I've got a question for Mr. Chapman.
Okay.
He's Mr. Chapman, too, because he's an older fellow. Bob, how are you?
I am fine, thank you, for an elderly
thank you,
fellow.
Sir, I'm about your age. I was born on the 3rd of July in 1937.
Well, and, you're 2 years younger than I.
Just about, yeah, yeah. But I'm getting up there, Bob, I'll tell you. I know.
I hope you're feeling fine and you're healthy.
Well, wait a minute here. Wait, John, hold on a second here. I've got to combine between the both of you 140 years, but you sound like you're a couple of kids.
Yeah, well... I feel
like a kid, but I can't
get it up anymore, Jen.
that's for another program.
Yes,
that's another program.
Yes,
right. Bob, I heard an interesting thing today about the world's most secure currency, and I was surprised to find out it was the Rand. It was South Africa, and that's... Hello, are you still there?
Still here.
Okay, I heard it. Hang up quick. Yeah, the rand was 8.23 to the dollar. I read about it on What Really Happened Today. And I wondered what you thought. Now, I've got a little bit of a nest egg. It's not very much, but I'd like to protect it just the same. And would it be safe to invest in a currency like the rand, Bob?
No.
No.
I lived in South Africa, just like Rob did, and Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer to see you buy gold and silver coins.
I have
you
some of that.
Be speculating.
I think I've got enough. I've got about 30% of what I own into that already. I have some silver.
Well, that just shows you how wrong you are. You should have more.
Yeah, I've got cash, which is more so though. You know, it's I'm a little heavy in cash, and I'm worried about what's going to happen to the dollar.
Well, get some gold shares. I mean, Robbie knows all about that.
Yeah, Coeur d'Alene mine.
Ignico,
Ignico. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Ignico,
a 1-10 reverse split, Ignico Eagle, Gold Corp, Silver Standard, and Mine Finders, all of them fine companies. Take your choice.
Well, and,
I think that'd be the way to go with the cash. Or...
And John and Bob, you know this. This is Robbie's segue into, well, call me at 800-691-7890 and take some of that cash you got laying around and convert it to a little bit more gold.
I will
now, wait
that.
A minute, John, not only
the,
is
right
that
now.
A good idea, but, young man, are you a subscriber to the International Forecaster?
I am not, Bob. I'm unhappy to
say. Well, there's your chance to get a free subscription that John and Robbie are willing to pay for, and they do pay for it, in order for you to get a subscription. All you have to do is go in and buy 5 of those coins.
Which
the Austro-Hungarians.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie,
I mean, the main reason for wanting to own gold in this financial world that we're in is the need to take out of the equation a counterparty risk.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when you hold physical gold and silver in your hands, nobody is going to come and take it away from you because somebody.
Yeah, but I'm worried about going to Wegmans supermarket and giving them, you know,
British
sovereign.
Yeah, I mean, that'll never happen. I mean, if you can't walk into a bank and hand a woman a $50 gold piece and she can tell you what its value is, you don't expect to walk into a grocery store and hand them a $50 gold piece and expect them to know what the value is.
Exactly. That's my concern, actually, with what...
Well, that's not going to happen.
And
because less than 1% of Americans own physical gold and silver. We're never going to come to a point where convenience stores and grocery stores are going to accept gold and silver as the only means of exchange.
But if I want to have medium of exchange, I have to call you, don't I, Rob?
Well, sure. I mean, all
sell you some money. Sell you some of my gold.
With gold, it's an insurance policy. You're insuring yourself against loss of purchasing power from the fiat currency. This is not
That's
rocket
exactly
science.
How I look
this
at
is very
it.
Basic. And if you need Federal Reserve notes in order to conclude a transaction, all you do is you take your gold down to a gold dealer and he will exchange it for Federal Reserve notes every day until the cows come home.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, John, the question has always been asked, well, my goodness, you know, what am I going to do with an ounce of gold? Well, it's always going to be convertible to a currency. And
mm-hmm.
and Robbie is right. I have yet to see, and by the way, only do this in cash.
Mm-hmm.
When you go down to a coin shop, you cash in some gold or your silver, do it in cash. Have them give you back the cash. And
sure.
And it is always going to be convertible. But this is the only way This is the only way. You know, if you got too many dollars sitting around right now, I can hear the clock ticking on the devaluation. Gee, how much did it just lose in the last 20 seconds?
That's what's got me on edge, too,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, and the only thing that we know, and if I was doing something else to save people's financial assets, I would be doing that as well, but this is the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm. So you say the solution then, Bob, is gold stocks, huh? Gold and silver stocks?
Well, that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. But bear in mind, I mean, I got to throw this disclaimer in here. Let's say Luis Yamada is correct, and let's say the Dow is going to 600, and say the S&P is going to 600. Mm-hmm. In declining markets, everything takes a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because people obviously will need to raise cash in order to make margin calls. And when it comes time for margin calls, they don't discriminate between their good stocks and their bad stocks.
Anything that'll bring them money.
Sure. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you've always got to bear that in mind when it comes to stocks of any sort.
So if I purchase them, I can expect a little downgrade on them too, right?
Well, I mean, if we are going to see, obviously, the inevitable free fall of this market, and nobody can predict when that's going to happen, but we know one thing for sure, it is going to happen when the reality meets the road. But, I mean, that's obviously something that maybe Bob can address. I mean, this is...
Well, look at it this way. Let's say gold goes to 1,000 again here. Mm. 1,035, and you buy Agnico tomorrow, Agnico Eagle tomorrow at 57, and the stock goes back up to 83.5 where it was. And let's say the market quickly drops from 8,500 to 6,600. Agnico could come off 10 or 15 points, but that's it. And the minute the market stops going down, even temporarily, it's going to turn around and run back up again. We're not going to see the deleveraging this time that we saw this past year, because most of it's been done.
And you won't see those stacks end up in the dumpster.
No, because they got real...
No, they'll hold up pretty good.
You scare me, though, Robbie, when you say that the solid mining companies, the stock is depreciating. It's going down.
No. What I said, in a declining market, when people need to raise cash in order to meet margin calls, they don't discriminate with what stocks they sell. They sell the good ones and they sell the bad ones. They need
well,
to raise
that,
cash.
But you have said,
I mean, we saw this last year when hedge funds had to obviously raise funds to meet redemptions. The miners were devastated, and there's no reason for them to have been devastated. Mm-hmm. And it was just a simple need for people to raise cash. I mean, you got to understand. When people need to raise cash, they go to the asset that is the most liquid on the planet.
Sure.
And the most liquid asset on the planet is gold and silver and mining stocks, because they have real assets that back up their prices. So in declining markets, sure, I mean, everything takes a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, maybe Bob can slap me around on that one.
Well, last year was unusual. And so, if anything, you might see a temporary, as I pointed out, 10 or 15 point reduction in the price. But you're not going to see more than that, because we're not going to get the deleveraging this year or next year that we had last year. And so it was a one-time event. It was a one-time event that the dollar, under the same circumstances, ran up from 71.16 to 89.50. It should have never happened, but it did, and it won't happen that way again.
Yeah, but you men know there will always be manipulation.
Well, that's in every market today.
The powers that be are going to juggle these, whether it be the price of gold or silver or the value of the dollar or whatever the hell it's going to be. There's manipulation, and these people have power, and these people have a hell of a lot of money. So you've got to expect a sucker punch. You know,
I think that they're going to have so many problems that they're going to have to abandon the suppression of gold and silver.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great. So you say that good showing of the Rand then this year is not significant at all.
You don't want to be there as far as I'm concerned.
It was more, I think the strength in Iran was more a relief rally based on the fact that complete anarchy didn't break out when Jacob Zuma was elected president.
I understand what you mean. Hey, you guys are great. I listen to you. I appreciate your information, and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, give them a call. You know the number?
Well, Bob, let me ask you this question. How did mining stocks do during the Great Depression?
That's a question.
Oh, gosh. Homestake went from $36 to $623 a share.
Guess that answers that question.
I guess so. And gold doubled in price.
Okay, Mr. Noel, I'll be in touch with you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Yeah, there's still, you know, I don't know what to tell people anymore. If they don't get it by now, gentlemen, I don't know if they're ever going to get it. Because, Robbie, you've heard this song and dance. How long have you been associated with Republic Trading Group?
I don't know.
About 3 years.
Yeah, four years.
You were there when gold was sitting around $375, $400. And, yep. Well, people, you know, they saw it going up. Well, they saw it go up to $700, and then they're waiting for it to drop back to $500, which it never did. And here it is, almost doubled off of that price. And we've been, and if people believe, and they'd better believe what we are telling them, because Bob Chapman, this is what he does, ladies and gentlemen, 24-7, 365 days a year. And he sits and he charts this stuff out. Now, you've heard this before, Robbie. Well, gosh, I don't have $900 for an ounce of gold. Okay, well then, if you don't have $900, then you don't have $900, and I understand that. What people are saying is, no, I don't want to spend $900 or whatever for an ounce of gold. That's what they're saying. But what
that's okay. Let them lose their money if they're dumb enough to think that way.
You know, Bob, I've had people that actually listened to my advice that they got out from under their homes where they could still sell them. They got out from under them. They bought gold. They bought silver. They're buying interim little properties. One guy I talked to moved into an apartment. He said, I've got the rest of my stuff in storage. My house, he said, I was so far upside down in that thing. He said, but I got out of it. At least I was able to get out and not lose my keister. He said, but what I did do was I converted all my assets over to gold and silver. And he said, I am waiting for this housing market to bottom out, which ain't going to happen for months and months and months yet. And then he said, John, you were right. It's going to be a buyer's market. Anything out there that I want, I'm going to be able to buy. Thank you. But in the meantime, where he was before, he was over leveraged. He was in a house that was not worth what the contract said. He was up to his eyeballs in credit card debt. He was living his life like everybody else was living it, thinking that, I'm going to live like there's no tomorrow because this is never going to end. He started to listening to what I was saying, and he started doing his own research. He got out from under all of it, and he said, now I'm sitting here quietly waiting because now I have money. Now I have an opportunity. He says, and the thing that he understood and what really grabbed me, and folks, this is what we're talking about, you are going to have choices. Whereas if you stay in this matrix and you try to ride this thing out and you do nothing for yourself, your choices, that you have none. They have been limited. You are only going to be the recipient of what happens to you rather than you taking the responsibility for your own life and managing your own affairs. I don't know how many different ways I need to say this, but there it is. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Tom, you there? He's not there. He dropped. Okay, Tom's not there. Tom showed up at Jekyll Island, I do believe. Tom, why did you drop? I would have liked to have talked to somebody that was down there at Jekyll Island. Is he back? Hello, Tom.
Yes, this is Tom in Florida.
Hey.
Yeah, good to meet you again.
How are you doing? Seems like just yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it? I would just like to expound on what you people are talking about in terms of, you know, what to put your money into. And I'm not an expert. I'd like to say that right up front, but I'd like to have maybe Bob make some comment. Purchasing the actual metals itself, to me, makes perfect sense, and that's just based on common sense, certainly not on anything else. If you purchase what they call an asset, a paper asset, and this is to Bob, isn't that almost an oxymoron? I mean, a paper asset really is nothing more than a promise to pay, is it not?
Categorically, it's much different, because you own a piece of a company that is producing something, in this case, perhaps gold and silver.
But do you actually hold it in your hand?
No, the company sells it and makes money, and the more money the company makes, the more value there is to the certificate.
Tom, hang on a second. Sure. We've got a break here. We'll take the short break, come back with the conclusion of this special Tuesday edition of the National Intel Report with Mr. Chapman, Mr. Noel, and Mr. Stadtmiller.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
We're back. Bob, were you in the middle of an answer for Tom, or Tom, were you in the middle of a question for Bob? I had forgotten.
I'll continue. I didn't mean to get into an argument over semantics or whatever with Bob. All I was just trying to point out is actual physical possession of something certainly has higher value than a piece of paper which says, oh, indeed, you have so many shares in an ore deposit in Peru or Canada or whatever. And I'm not saying that I actually own some gold share stock, whatever. I'm not denigrating that at all. I'm just saying, isn't the actual definition, when you say paper asset, to me that's an oxymoron. A paper asset couldn't an asset is a hoe or a rifle or a gallon of gasoline or a car.
Well, it's supposed to be a receipt of something of value.
Yeah. Well, until you actually realize that you don't have it. Indeed, you do not have it. Actually, you do not have it. So if you're actually sitting on it or sleeping on it or whatever, it really is in your possession. But if it's a nice certificate that says that you have so many shares of such and such stock or this or that, in a way I look at it as not really being, it's almost like it's deceptive. Paper asset to me is an oxymoron.
Yeah. Bob, any comment?
No, I think certificates are more those that represent ownership in metals, perhaps, that are held by others. That's the way I look at certificates.
But an ETF is on thin ice, wouldn't you think, possibly? I mean, you know, you know, this exchange-traded funds in gold, I mean, who knows whether they even got it?
Well, with SLV, it says in their contract they can buy futures. So how much silver they got, you don't know. They're not going to tell you because you cannot access for audit. Second of all, GLD says they cannot buy contracts as opposed to physical. But who knows whether they are or they aren't? We know that they're lending gold to the government to manipulate the market. And so I won't recommend them because I'm afraid that they don't have what they say they have.
Hello.
No, we don't even know if they got gold in Fort Knox. By the way, Drudge is just reporting North Korea has launched another missile, and gold is off 20 cents.
The end of the world is nigh, but gold drops 20 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, hey, Tom, thanks for your call, and, hey, thanks for being down there.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. We'll see where the Continental Congress takes us, ladies and gentlemen, in November. They're talking about maybe holding it at Bretton Woods, which I think might be kind of fun. Actually, I don't see why we don't do it at Jekyll Island. It's kind of a nice island, but I don't know if I'd like to be there in November. Those nor'easters, ooh, rather chilly. Robbie, one more time. We have a Bob Chapman that we have never offered this before, a Bob Chapman special. And what is it for the listeners out there?
It's 100 Corona, dated 1915. It's 0.9805 ounces of pure gold. It is a large coin, larger than a Krugerrand. And as I said, we've never had these on offer before. $999, order five or more. Receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension. And more importantly, you will also receive a fine ceramic mug.
So
your Bobby in.
That would be what? $4,995 if my math serves?
Your math's pretty good, brother.
And the shipping is included on that, right?
Yes, it is.
There's the deal. Bob Chapman, I missed you, my friend. I can't take any time off. I get the Joneses here. Waiting for your voice.
Well, it's understandable. The three caballeros here.
All right, gentlemen, we're out of time. Thank you, Bob Chapman. Thank you, Robbie.
See you next week.
All righty. Thank you, gentlemen, and we'll see you fine folks tomorrow.